I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com, and this is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, in the past, we have mentioned the broadcast company Sinclair, and it's come back into the news again this week. So to refresh any of you who may not know about Sinclair, the Sinclair Broadcast Group is one of the biggest local TV station groups in the country, but it's also a right-leaning media company, and it owns a lot of news stations and produces a lot of newscasts across the country. Right now, they're in the process of buying Tribune Media, which would put their newscasts in more than 70% of American households, and they would own some of the biggest local TV stations in the country, including KTLA here in Los Angeles.
Right. And, you know, so what this means is when people settle in and watch their local TV news, they may not realize that their local hosts, some of whom they've seen for decades and thinking they were nice local independent people, are actually getting mandates about what they have to cover from this bigger company. And this company has a very distinct, very pro-Trump conservative viewpoint. And John Oliver's talked about this in the past. He's exposed sort of how these stations have must-carry, must-run type segments, investigative reports into big bad terrorists, et cetera, commentary from Boris Epstein, a Trump lover from way back. But what's happened lately is making people even a little more scared.
Yeah, well, this actually came into focus over the weekend when Deadspin in particular, which is a website that normally focuses mostly on sports, but they put together a video mashup of newscasts from Sinclair-owned stations all across the country. Then they were all reading from the same script about, quote, the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. And here's a little bit of what that sounded like. Now, warning, don't mess with your radio. This isn't a mistake. This is Deadspin layering a whole bunch of different anchors saying the same thing at the same time.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media aren't true without checking facts first.
Trump is good. Must like Trump.
I mean, you can see why this resonated, because that is frightening. I mean, it sounds like zombie newscasters, and you feel really bad for some of these anchors held hostage, basically, to read the talking points of this right-leaning company.
Right. And look, the fact is some people on the right have pushed back against this sort of outrage that emerged over the weekend over this, saying, well, what's wrong? This is actually true. Shouldn't everyone be against fake news? Well, sure. Except the fact is, unfortunately, the term fake news has now been politicized to mean essentially anything that's against the president.
Right. It's been co-opted by Trump, basically. That's what he calls fake news.
And more to the point, the thing that people are so upset about is it highlights the way that Sinclair is taking such active control of its local stations. The fact that they're making their anchors cut PSAs for the Trump administration point of view, that's what's scary. Look, we live in an age where, yes, there are a lot of big companies that sort of influence their local stations. You know, NBC owns a lot of stations that reach a lot of the country. And let's face it, they probably say to their stations, you're going to run a nice story about The Voice this week. And in their own way, they will. But usually there's some creativity allowed. They're sort of allowed to pick how they want to do it. And it's encouraged. It's not mandated. Sinclair is something in a completely different class. And it speaks of the Trump administration, the right-wing movement's attempt to build their own propaganda network. As if Fox News weren't enough, now you have this. And quite frankly, this will reach a lot more people than watch Fox News. Despite Fox News's very real influence, average night, its top shows do about 3.5 million viewers. Cumulatively, these local stations reach 30, 40, 50, 60 million viewers of the local newscasts.
Yeah, and this isn't a new story, by the way. I mean, Sinclair's been around for a while, but generally was in smaller mid-range markets. So it's something that folks in the media in Los Angeles and New York really didn't pay attention to because it wasn't impacting their markets. But now with Sinclair purchasing Tribune, they are entering some of the biggest markets in the country, and it's going to be much more noticeable to folks who monitor media and pay attention to these things. Another thing that came up during the 2016 campaign is that Sinclair struck a deal with the Trump campaign to sort of support the candidate via special projects and special coverage. So this, again, isn't a new thing, Joe, but it's something that we're seeing, I feel like, a little more now.
Right. The real thing here that's interesting to see is I feel for some of the anchors who are in a position where they either read this or potentially they have their contracts cut or fired. And Sinclair has proven, according to reports, to be very vindictive in going after people who try to get other salaries. And so for a lot of these anchors who are sort of expressing their disdain for this to media leaks, they have some tough choices. You sort of feel for them.
Yeah, it's hard to show your journalistic integrity when this is your life and your livelihood on the line. And there aren't many other options if Sinclair controls a good chunk of the nation's TV stations. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Joe Dalio, Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.